Hot Cycler Tip Show, episode 43.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
Well, hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo 2 podcast. I'm Fumo Jive.
And I'm Spellcheck, and still with us today is our guest host,
G. Lewis.
Nice.
Yeah. What's up, guys?
G. Nice, Lewis nice. In his house. And this is not going to be as long, hopefully, as the previous show. So we're covering general tips, map of the week tips for Lockout, and the random tip of the week on this show. So, lots to cover. Let's get going.
Yeah. Oh. I got this a long time ago. I was going through my Gmail, and I had this starred. And I don't know if I ever use this or not, but I thought this was pretty silly. Adam Christian says, that actually is his gamer tag too. The respawn timer indicator can only go to 1,023 seconds, and that's 17 minutes and 5 seconds.
So. Wow.
I was like, no way.
I wonder how he found that out.
Maybe you waited that long or something.
You keep betraying people that long. Dang.
Craziness.
That is long.
So what's next here?
Wow. Z Mythy says, just another a silly note. Whilst listening to episode 40, I heard that you can't shoot yourself, but you can. And I forgot about this. What you do is, like, bullets rebound off of objects, you know, mainly a metal object, by using a sniper rifle and a metal object, like a tank. You can walk right up to it, fire straight at the object, and the shot will rebound you, and you'll get a headshot. So...
Yeah, I've noticed that.
So what if it's your head? It's still a headshot. So what if it's, I mean, your head, you know, it's still a headshot. You know,
that happened to me at once at Turf. You know, in Turf, where the medical hut is, those little things in front of it, those little things you can hide behind, yeah, in front of the medical hut. Those things, if you shoot a sniper at it, comes back at you, and I found that out the hard way.
Uh-huh.
That sucks.
I don't remember if I shot myself or not. I just remember it coming back at me.
Crazy.
Yeah, it sucks a lot. Sucks a lot.
So what's next here, G. Lewis?
Oh, we got Raised said, if you find that an enemy is spawn camping you with a sniper rifle, you can melee right as you spawn, and your head and body will move, and they will miss the shot, leaving you able to get cover and take them out. Good tip.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I'll have to try that.
That
one
also works with the sword. When the sword guy's coming at you, and if you melee right before he gets to you, the sword guy runs over your head. I don't know it works for me, though. Yeah.
Yep. Cool.
Yep.
Emph sends one in. He says,
Hold on. There's a tilde even there. See? Tilde.
There's actually more before that, but the code in this got it all wigged out. But, okay, tilde Emph. Terribly sorry. Jeez.
That's right. That's the squiggly line, if you guys aren't familiar. You know, the squiggly line.
If you press the shift.
You know, left of the number one key on your QWERTY keyboards.
Are you finished?
So it's called the tilde.
Are you finished?
Are you finished with your keyboard tutorial?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
spell
good.
Check.
So anyway, back to Halo 2. This guy says if you have a sniper in hand and an enemy is hiding behind an object, remember that his or her leg is usually visible if they're especially if they're crouching. Shoot their leg to take out the shields easily.
Thank you, Tilde Imp.
Or throw grenades. It always works too.
Yeah, unless they're all the way across the map.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you look straight up, you can... No.
Yeah. You really have to be good at that. And besides the timing. So.
Yeah. Oh, it's my turn, I guess. Chris says, if you're near a ledge on the level, such as Gemini, on the outside part near the teleporter, or the waterworks with the huge underground lake, or any level of the ledge, and you have a valuable weapon like the sword or sniper rifle, you might want to jump off the edge to prevent the other team from getting your weapons. You know, this is useful if you're about to die and you have no chances of surviving, because now the other team can't get the weapons that you could have had to boost your game, you know, and they'll just respond like normal. Also, don't forget about the overshoulder on Rumble Pit, you know? A lot of people don't think that there's an overshield because it's a free-for-all game. In Double Team, there is no overshield, but in Rumble Pit, there is. Okay? So, remember that, because it's a good way to stay alive longer.
Yes, I love overshields. That you wouldn't have gotten. So. I hate going against them.
Thanks, Chris. And a shout-out to all his friends. He said
that. Yeah. Shout okay, out to and Macy, I think is his name, right?
Okay.
He writes in, Yo, Pod Tackler, first order of business, you guys rock more than a drunken weasel eating cheese.
Huh. Those rock, dude.
Anyway, back to his tip. Now that we have the formalities out of the way, well, I think that's what he said, on to some tips. First off, I have discovered something amazing, he writes. Now, say you are dual-wielding a plasma rifle and SMG. You would think that by tearing into an opponent with both at the same time would just kill the heck out of them in a short time. And usually, it does. But in a random rumble game of Warlock, I decided to try firing them one after another. To my amazement, first with the plasma for a second or two, then adding the SMG kills them faster. Ooh. Obviously, the plasma is better for shields and the SMG for actual damage, but you would think that the second weapon would at least add a little damage. Not so. Alternating, your fire provides the most. Now, the beauty of this is that by alternating your fire, you can reload, cool the other weapon while firing the other for constant, extra, fast, killer zing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Killerizing.
You know, I didn't think that that would work, but, you know, if it worked for him.
Yeah. So you would think, like, your other weapon would at least add some kind of help, even though it's not as good at it, that it would still help to take down the shields or take the person out once their shields are down.
Well, it's only an SMG. Well, you know, like, if you got an SMG and a pistol or a plasma pistol and a pistol, I think the pistol would help out, though, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, yeah, more so than an SMG. But in any case, one like a plasma rifle and then the SMG, if you got that, for instance, then it's easier to fire one and then the other than it is to fire both, or it's faster.
See,
anyway.
That would be a cool one to demonstrate on Pod TV, though, wouldn't
that
it?
Would definitely be a good one on that.
Yeah, I think that would be cool to demonstrate on there. Because, you know, I really don't see how that would work, but, you know, if he said it does, it probably does, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I can see, like, the timer going down on it and stuff. That'd be cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So the two cheat writes in, he says, always aim for the head, especially when using the except when using the rocket launcher. If you don't, the rocket will zoom by their head, which is lame. If someone is shooting a rocket at you, usually they will jump before shooting. If you see this happen, jump when he does. Use your radar. This may sound noobish, but you need to watch your radar. Watch out for an opponent lurking around a corner and crouch when necessary. Never frag alone. In any game type, any map, you need to stick together. You wouldn't storm an opponent's base alone, would you? Likewise, it's very helpful to have someone watching your back all the time, even Slayer. Never get the sword unless you want to be called a sword whore. Never get the shotgun.
Sword whore. Sword noob.
Never get the shotgun.
Noobstick.
Whore. Never get the sniper unless you want to be a sniper whore. Never get any weapon unless you want to be a weapon whore. Instead, why don't you just try to make peace with the enemy? Just make him a peanut butter jelly sandwich.
I'm a PR whore.
And then
I'm a
PR whore. Peace whore.
Just do anything except being an anything whore.
And I'd really hate to be a peace slut.
What if you were a needler whore? Wouldn't that be a compliment?
Needler whore? I think we should, like, compliment the needler whores.
Yeah.
With their dedication and... Oh, boy.
Yeah, also, don't let the opposition get any of the vehicles, and that will slow them down a bit. Either stick them or take a rocket to the vehicles. And storm their base. Immediately after the match, rush their base with everyone. That'll be getting all the weapons while you're busy stealing their flag. They will be getting all the weapons while you're busy stealing their flag or whatever you're doing. So, good call.
Yep.
Ooh. Yeah.
Moving on.
Hey. Yes. Yeah. Is this a new thing?
Yeah, no. I think it is, actually.
Filthy Noob says, you know, he has a team tip, you know. When playing Team Slayer and your entire team gets trapped on Foundation, you know, team, you know, controls one of the turrets, what's a good strategy to take it back? Well, he's played a lot. Filthy Noob says he's played a lot of games where one team gets wasted, Because they can't get their hands on a BR, and their grenades don't quite hit the right spots.
Well, I would say that the best way to get it back is rockets.
Well, that's the obvious way. It is, well, it's true.
Or I think maybe rush both sides.
You know? No, the best way, I think, is if you get up the middle and you grab some stickies right up the middle. If you get it as fast, though, and you throw up a sticky and stick the turret, that's the best way, I think.
Definitely.
Or here's my personal favorite. If there's vehicles on, take your Spectre. It's be the gayest faggot ever. take your Spectre and like land it on top of him and kill him with the vehicle.
If the Problem Pelican's solved. On in the game, just like crash into him with the Pelican, and you'll be fine.
If you have the Barbie map pack, then just don't play that game at all. You know, go play the Barbie map pack.
Just drive the Corvette up to him, and you're in good shape. No, but seriously, that is like going down the center and then just like hiding off the sides. Because the thing is like it helps on that to be behind the turret and find out where the blind spots are. And then, you know, if you turn around and go the other way, there's like a blind spot, for instance, behind the center structure for quite a ways that they can't hit you. And once you're inside the structure, if you go around to the side, then they can't hit you down the middle. And then once you jump out, just try to, you know, weave back and forth until you're up close to him. Then you can either go up the stairs or do what G. Lewis is talking about with the stickies from the front.
Yeah, so. Stickies, I think, is the best way. I don't know, rockets, usually you can't get them because they're usually not there. You know, that's probably the best way to do it, but they're usually not there, you know? So, like, the best way to do it, I think, is to run up the middle, grab the stickies, and sick this turret. And then from there, you know, you just keep working on the guys.
Definitely.
Yeah, but that's just my idea.
Good call. Good call. Well, moving on to map of the week this week, which is Lockout.
Lockout.
Yeah, we got the first one from the guy whose name we can't pronounce.
Macy.
Macy.
Macy or Macei.
Yeah, that.
So it sends a voicemail. You know, 206-888-4256. Don't tell us how to say it, because I'm really kind of interested now after saying it 12 times.
If your name is hard to pronounce, send a voicemail. It's
like
easier.
Kind of Tekia, or Teriyaki, as we call him.
Kind of Tekia.
Help us pronounce
it. Is it Kind of Tekia? Something like that?
It's actually Kind of Tekia.
Oh, it is?
I kept
kinda
saying
it. Kind of Tekia, something like that.
Kind of Tekia. It's Kind of Tekia. Yeah. Talked to him a couple
times. That was
kind
of techie. Well, geez, I'm way off.
So anyway, who's got this one?
I'll take Missy's.
Missy.
I'll take Missy.
Sorry. My French is kicking back in. Sorry. Yeah, I took French class. But anyway, he wrote in to say at the bottom of the ramp leading up to the middle of the sniper tower where it connects to the flag bridge, the doorway near the edge has a little bit of wall before the fall. I was being chased by someone from the lower level, and as I ran up the ramp, I turned and tossed a plasma behind the short little side of the doorway. Because it was hidden, my pursuer ran right beside it and exploded.
Oh.
Since then, I've always thrown my plasmas right beside doorways instead of front of them so that people won't realize how close they are to it. I'm guessing he wanted to say it, but he didn't.
Pretty cool. That's more of a general.
Yeah, I do that too. I do that too, but yeah.
Awesome.
Well, Nick says... Yeah. Oh, I beat you to it. Nick says, ooh. Best map of all time.
Hands down.
That's right.
I agree.
Totally.
Learn all the places to jump here. The smallest jump can cut the time it takes to your destination point in half.
Yes.
You know, when playing oddball, have the person with the ball stand near the edge so they get killed. Falls off. That's for team ball. Obviously, you wouldn't do that for, you know... Well, I don't know. It depends on who's going here. Well, I guess for any ball game, stand near the edge, like it'll go to, you know, play ball, so you actually have a chance to go get it again.
Yeah, it's actually good in not-team ball games as well, because the thing is you can hold the ball all the way down until you finally...
Yeah, so you get extra 2 seconds. Yeah.
So that's a good thing. Yeah. So yeah. Go ahead.
See, power cores, the ones near the sniper are especially deadly. In two ways, it can bring the sniper to the offense faster in CTF or assault, and it can kill whoever's within the rays of the blast. The ones in the middle of the map are great, too. They can bring the blast pistol to you faster. Know the names of the places on this map. Here are the main points. You can learn these names by playing, what's it called? Territories. You know, there's the elbow. You know, that's the small part that sticks out on the side of the map, you know, where the bomb arm pad is in single bomb. The BR tower. You know, the big tower where the BR spawns. It's a starting point. You know, the upper lift.
Yeah.
You know, the top level where the lift takes you. The lower lift. And where the lift is. The green room in the shotgun spawn room. The self-explanatory sniper tower. And, of course, the library, which is the room above the sword. So, in Team Slayer, grouping is essential here. Usually the sniper tower is the best place to group up, as it is a major point in the map, and it's not as wide open as other places, but still lures in the enemies. On the sniper tower, there is a small ledge hanging off the building. Use this to catch your enemies by surprise. Most of the doorways on Lockout have that little part sticking out of it, you know? Jump on the nearest railing, and then on this part of the doorway, you know, to get the certain locations faster. You know, camping with the sword works well here. And there are countless places where you can wait for your enemy to come, then stab in the back. And yeah, I know it because I've done it a million times. Throw your grenades here as much as you can, though. From personal experiences, you know, most of the cross map sticks have actually happened.
Yes, I've noticed that too.
and if you don't stick them, they'll walk on top of it because they don't see it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially down by the one side, you know, it's like a big giant ramp, you know, that goes all the way down to the bottom level.
Yeah.
It's like open on the sides, like I've lunged off myself onto the out of there so many times. But like if they're walking down the ramp, they technically usually don't see it. So it's a good way to get people stuck.
Moving on, we got one from Gugamer here. He says, when sniping, don't snipe from the sniper rifle respawn point, but go back down the ramp or snipe from across the map at the other high spot. If you spawn in the big room that's divided into three parts and across from the room with the lift, drop down through the hole because that's where the sword starts. Good call. I think he's talking about the library.
Yep, so drop down to the library, right?
Yep.
And Jublaine wrote in, if you get the sniper, get off the parapet. As quickly as you can. Two or three shots with the BR, and about that with an SMG will blow up the certain canisters behind you. Bye-bye, sniper. better yet, get the sniper, back up, blow up those containers yourself, and then you can stay there for a few shots. Go grab the sword or shoddy, pick up the magnum, or plasma rifle if you can, the most important. Use grenades with strategy. Lob nades in front of enemies that are on other walkways around or below you, and then finish them off, especially if you've got a BR. Great way to get some kills camping in that tiled wall room. Won't work against anybody but noobs anymore.
I think he's talking about getting on top of the lower lift. There's like that entryway from the other side of the lift where you can jump on top of it. Anyway, it's kind of stupid. Okay. What's next?
Yeah.
Go ahead, spell check.
Okay. Jublaine says, if you get the sniper, get off that parapet, you know, quick as you can.
Dude, he
two
just said
or
that.
Three
He just said that.
Dang it, I feel
Where
dumb.
Have you been?
I was off in La La Land chasing
some
butterflies.
Yeah, I guess you were, man.
I'm sorry, I zone out frequently.
Can I join?
if you'd like I thought to I zone. Recognized that word parapet. I knew it. Anyways, oh, sorry, my eyes hurt. Lefters says, when playing in double team... Am I doing it right?
Yeah.
Okay, just double check. My eyes are kind of ruined from watching my video iPod too much. When playing in double team, stick together and communicate as soon as you see an enemy to have the best chance of winning. A big factor which helps is knowing the map. Know where all the shortcuts are, especially the big ones in the BR tower, you know, where you can jump from the middle of the map to the top of it. This saves valuable time in objective-based games. Lockout is also a great map for hiding around corners, so if you don't have the sword or the shotgun camp near a corridor and blam, cheat or beat down the unsuspecting enemy who goes around the corner. You can also be aware of the energy cores, you know, and particularly, the three on the sniper tower, they can be deadly. I'm sure you destroyed those where you plan on hanging out there.
Yeah. Well, moving on to another one from The Two Cheat, who says the area where the sniper spawns may seem like a good sniping area, but you're too open to attack. Notice those blast cores behind you? Although it makes you a cheap, it makes you cheap and a noob, there are a lot of closed areas on lockout. Grab the sword before the other team's noob does. With the BR that spawns at the base opposite to the sniper, it's easy to take out an opposing sniper. Notice the blast cores behind them. Aim for those. Dueling may be fun in the middle arena, but you need to watch out because it's easy to get triple teamed. Let's see. He says, okay, triple teamed, comma, OD, blow up with one of the blast cores. Dude, sometimes people... spell check, you know? Run a spell check. That's all you need. Anyway, blowing up one of the blast cores littered around the middle area. Don't take the grab lift unless your guys have the sniper. Chances are an opponent will be waiting to say hi with a bolt to your face. The walkway between the bottom of the grab lift and the bottom of the sniper tower is too open. Don't go there unless you must. Consider different ways to get to the tops of the two towers. Consider alternate ways so you may surprise your enemy. When going into a room, check to see who's in there. If you know an opponent is in the next room, crouch to sneak up on him. Two good dual-wield combos he recommends on this map are Plasma Pistol and SMG, and Plasma Rifle and SMG. These can be easily used to dispose of any enemy if you can sneak up on them. Grenades are always handy to have, especially in close quarters. Remember to pick them up and get the shoddy. You won't believe how handy this is in close quarters.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's cover one or two more here and move along.
Yeah. It's like Quality Driven writes in. He says, here's a good lockout tip for those BR ladies of the night.
BR sluts, whatever.
Yeah. Okay, well, many people like to camp with the BR and snipers. I know it because I'm one of them. I said that, not called Jevers, but yeah. Here's his tip. He said a lot of people with the BR sniper like to camp on the structure on the side of the sword, or I think it's that guy called it earlier,
The BR tower,
yeah. The BR tower. He says he likes to throw grenades on the diagonal little landing in front of it, and so it'll blow up in their face, and they get a few BR shots up there, take them out really easily. And else, he goes, other than that, know all the hiding spots on this map and check them often to make sure no one's there. And as Nick said, know all the good places to jump here. You can get across the map in about 15 to 20 seconds if you know how to move. So jump tactics can help you with that.
Definitely, just some good jumping spots here.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speechy.
I see. Macy says, well, there's a bunch of obvious stuff other people say. So here's just some less obvious things, you know. When he's on top of the BR tower, he'll always watch for people coming in from the underneath, you know. And they try to go to the sword, you know, leap down behind him and assassinate him. That's right. Assassinate him. On either Slayer or CTF, it's really fun to jump from the corner of the center of the side of the sniper or teleport towers from the little elbow and surprise people. Especially if you have the sword and slice them mid-fall. They're like, haha, noob fell. And they're like, whack. No, I didn't. You know. On rocket matches, it's really important to use the spin cycle. You know, like you go in the lower teleporter, and then go up, and then on your way up, throw a slightly up, and you know, I'm confused.
I think he's talking about throwing a grenade slightly up.
I forgot the word grenade in the sentence.
Yeah, he didn't put that in there.
So don't throw up. Throw a grenade up, and it'll be flung into the middle. If
right.
there
is
any... clean up on aisle 5. If there is anyone at the top, kill them before landing, and as soon as you hit the ground, jump into the little space down to the lower level, firing rockets at anyone who's in the center who's open, and spin around it in mid-fall, run to the little lower room to repeat. Oh, I get it now. Like, you just go up there, shoot them all, go back down, go up there, shoot them all, go back down. Spin cycle
method.
Know. And it's because you never stop moving, it's hard to die. Unless you get rot with a shot. If you get rot with a shock hit, so. That's right. You really would hate to get rot with a shotgun.
Rot with a shotgun.
Rot with a...
I would.
Or shot with a rocket. Oh, I'm retarded.
But you didn't get that?
I'm retarded.
No, you're not, spell check.
Because I'm retarded.
La 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 la.
Because I pony like.
Pretty hard. Okay, anyway.
Good song. Good song. Own you.
What the hell are you guys talking about?
The noob song.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Pure ponage. Okay, anyways. If you jump onto the thin energy core at the bottom of the teleporter, you can then jump onto the thin ledge above the door and immediately crouch jump onto the little slat on the roof. By crouching up there with a BR sniper or rockets, you can blow the crap out of all the people who run through there without bothering to look up there. Of course, it does take some practice, and if the energy core is gone, you can't do it. But it works really well when it works really well. I sent an email before, talking in third person as him. He sent an email before with a random lockout tip, but he wants to repeat it here because this is the lockout episode.
Ooh.
And I quote, I was being chased at the bottom of the sniper tower, and I ran up the ramp, turned it through, plasma the door, hoping to stick my pursuer. He landed behind the ledge of the doorway, and because he didn't see it, the other guy ran right behind him and exploderized. Thus, the tip is, throw your plasmas right beside the doorway, and people will still go through them. Ta-da.
I hear an echo. Anyway.
Very odd, but useful sniper spot. This is long stuff. A very long but useful sniper spot. The corner of the elbow. Believe it or not, people almost never look down there. If you have a sniper, you can pick out people at the bottom of the teleporter, the ramp of the teleporter, you know, the edges of the sniper tower. And this is, you can get a lot of people all on the map. And the ramp of the sniper tower, with all these areas, you're bound to have a target. When people are being sniped, they always look up. You know, they look.
They're the super jumpers shooting us.
But actually, this is really a map for super jumping and sniping. Even though I totally do not condone it. Okay, that's all for all. Keep on trucking, particular, and JR98664. 10 points for also wanting Morrowind on a desert island. So yeah,
ditto.
What 10 points? I want to know what kind of 10 points is he getting.
I give him 15 and 2 gold.
It's kind of like that Sprite commercial when the guy wins a video game and he's like, so what'd you win? He's like, nothing.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Well, it's about that time for random tip of the week.
Oh, really?
And it looks like we got a couple of them this week, so it's random tips of the week.
Ooh.
Mmm.
I have one, too. So, these four.
Wow.
Four tips. Yeah.
Well, let's start off with the one from Epmatswa, which is, this tip is for Super Mailman Adventures. Love that game, dude. Make sure you always pick up the water bottle power so that your mouth doesn't get dry when you're licking envelopes. Also, buy some steaks at the first shop you find so that you can use them to distract dogs when they chase you. On level 13, when you're fighting the evil giant mailbox boss, make sure you try to put mail into it only when it opens up, and try large packages also to do more damage. Hold the right trigger when making tight turns in your mail truck, and it will help you make the turns. Those are his tips. Nice. Thanks, dude. I'm going to apply those right away as soon as the show's over.
Super Mailman Adventures, guys.
Yeah.
All right, looks like Mr. Mike Hunt, or Hunts, says, my tip of the week for my other favorite game, The Fleshnayer 2, Evil Toilet Strikes Back.
Oh, what the fuck? Only on Xbox.
His secret tip is, in order to flush the toilet backwards, like they do down there in the Australia, the crazy Aussies, you hold down both black and white buttons along with L and R, then walk up to the toilet, press A, and watch your magic take place. Possibly unknown tip. If you hit BXB and quick session, then hit A, you can flush twice as fast. But be careful, if you do this 5 times in a row, the toilet will blow up and kill your beloved hero, the Fleshnayer.
Oh no! And also, these have nothing to do with video games, really, but, you know, if you purchase the new Santana CD, I don't know if you guys are familiar with DRM CDs, don't load it on your computer. you can tell because it'll start installing stuff right away, and pretty much it'll prevent you from ripping the CD. So you know it's a rootkit. They're wrong. You know, a lot of artists have it, like the Dave Matthews Band CD, like, and all the artists are totally against it. You can go to Santana.com for more information about removing the Santana one. So
it's a good thing I didn't do that.
Yeah, very random tip.
Yeah. Yep. Well, actually, it's not random. It's important. I think everyone should know.
Yeah, it's a good tip.
Yeah. So, word okay. up, brothers.
So, well, sounds like that's the show. And we come to the end of another episode of Podtacular. Coming up next show is the Customs and Call-ins episode, where we talk about the custom games people sent in, talk about, we played back your listener voicemails, some of the good ones, and we talk about Tales from the Foxhole, among other things. So, all around good time. Join us then. And until then, I'm Fumo Jive.
Spelled check.
And I'm G. Lewis.
See you guys next time.
See ya.
There's only one thing left to say.